That one's done.
All right, we're back on the record. I'm going to try to get this one done real quick. It's a motion for rehearing on initiative 2013-2014, number 41. Mr. Gruskin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mark Gruskin on behalf of the objector. In connection with the title set by the board on initiative number 41. In our motion, we've indicated several grounds that would that call into question the accuracy and completeness of the ballot title. We went to the, at least for me, extraordinary end of proposing a ballot title, and the proponents have approached me this morning and indicated that the revised language is acceptable to them. And therefore, we would ask, I believe without objection, that the language be reflective of the question that is posed on page 2 of the motion for rehearing.
Madam Chair, members of the board, thank you very much. Tom Lucero, Patrick Davis, proponents. Actually, we just did that as a ruse so we could get in here before lunch.
Good idea.
No, actually, we don't have objection to the language submitted by Mr. Gruskin. It's entirely up to the board at this point in time whether or not they want to add or subtract any additional language.
Okay. The only issue I have is back to that language in the statute, Maury.
Yes, I was just looking at the language in the statute. Says that if it's a proposition that is a change to the statute, it says the title board shall describe a proposition in a ballot title as a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes.
Okay. Mr. Gruskin, did you want to comment on that? Because that's specifically in your motion. If we said, shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statute that prohibits?
So I believe that that language indicates that if there is an amendment or there's a partial repeal and an amendment, but anything that's just an outright repeal isn't really changing the statute so much as it is simply repealing from measure. I understand, and Mr. Kneiser, as he always is absolutely right about what the statute says. I suppose that if you wanted to comply, shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes repealing, and then you would probably change verbs to nouns.
I'm fine with that, but I'd prefer to stick with the language of change. What?
Oh, just the legislature helping us out by micromanaging how we write the titles. I think that the language as proposed is, as Mr. Gruskin suggested, more informative. On the other hand, I'm a little nervous about just ignoring a mandatory section of the statute. I don't have a strong feeling about it one way or the other, I guess.
Well, I think if the parties aren't going to object, I think it would be, shall there be a change repealing, and then go forth with the rest of the language.
So if you were to go down that path, it would seem to me, shall there be a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes repealing, colon, prohibitions on sale, possession, or transfer, to the end of that phrase, authorizations of sales, possession, or transfer, definitions, the definition of large magazine capacity, semicolon, and prohibitions on, or the prohibition on.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it here. I'm just having a little trouble sort of figuring out. I mean, we're working on the question, which is the bottom section.
So would it be helpful if I maybe just read?
Yeah, that would work very well for me. Thank you.
A change to the Colorado Revised Statutes,
uh-huh,
repealing colon, prohibitions on sale, comma, possession, comma, or transfer of certain large hyphen capacity ammunition magazines.
Okay, hold on.
Semicolon.
Sale, comma, possession, comma, or transfer.
Right. Of certain large-capacity ammunition magazines.
Okay.
And then semicolon after magazines. Authorization of sales, comma, possession, comma, or transfer of such magazines under specified circumstances, semicolon. The definition of, quote, large hyphen capacity magazine, semicolon, end quote. And the prohibition on manufacture of such magazines in the state that do not bear the required stamp after July 1, 2013.
What do you all think?
We're comfortable.
Okay.
I would just ask one question, I think. I mean, I think if the proponents are okay with this and everyone's okay with it, it certainly doesn't look like, I don't see anything in it that a court would be inclined to reverse us on. I do have one question is whether prohibition is a strong enough word. When I took a closer look at this statute, what it actually does is criminalizes all of these acts. And I would, I guess, defer to the judgment of the other members of the board of over whether that's significant enough that we should tell the people about it.
I mean, it's prohibition can have criminal or civil penalties. I mean, I don't know that we need to be specific about it.
Yeah, I think that's a worthwhile point. I guess I'm inclined to leave it partly just because it gets confusing. If we were going the other direction, adding new things, I would think that that would be something you'd want to include in it, that the prohibitions are criminal. But where it's just a repeal, I think I'm okay being a little bit less definitive about it.
And I would just remind you, in the initial title, you used prohibition, so that was actually an attempt to reflect where the board was going, which we think, which the objector thinks is appropriate here.
All right. The way it reads now is a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes repealing prohibitions on sale, possession, or transfer of certain large-capacity magazines, authorization of sales, possession, or transfer of such magazines under specified circumstances, the definition of large-capacity magazine, and the prohibition and manufacture of such magazines in the state that do not bear the required stamp after July 1st, 2013.
Okay. Ready for a motion?
Sure.
Would move we grant the motion for rehearing and adopt the title as it appear, the revised title as it appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now we are taking a break until 12:40.